Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Aaron Schatz created DVOA, Football Outsiders. You can see his work on ESPN Plus now. He is a analytics savant, and he's joining us here on Grant and Danny. Aaron, we appreciate the time, sir. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well, guys. Doing well.
Appreciate you hopping aboard. I texted you today. I wanted to get you on because of something that you actually had tweeted yesterday. And based on your response to me, I guess you heard about it quite a bit from Commander's.
You may have received some word, Aaron.
I did get some response to what I thought was kind of a throwaway, oh, you know, here's kind of what I'm thinking tweet. You know, not, you know, nothing backed by stats, not my usual, you know, intensive stats research, just, you know, here's my vibe.
So the gist of the tweet was, and I don't have it in front of me. I've got it
right here.
All right, read it.
This is, Aaron, I'm quoting you, so bear with us. I keep saying that this is likely one of the rookie QBs will be very good. One will be very bad, and the others will be kind of below average and typical for rookies. It sure does feel like Caleb Williams is going to be the good one, and Jaden Daniels may end up as the bad one.
All right, so the reason people, I think, were so annoyed or bothered by that in D.C. is, just so you know, all of the coverage has been very, very positive because he's been exceptional at training camp and he's been terrific in two preseason games, albeit with a very low ask, right? It's been a lot of short, safe throws, low ADOT, you know, nothing middle of the field. Yeah. But he's been exceptional by all accounts to this point in almost every way. They named him the starter yesterday. So with that in mind, I guess let's just start with, why do you feel like right now Caleb Williams is most likely to be the really good one? And why would you say Jaden Daniels is most likely to be the bad one?
Surroundings. I mean, this was sort of my kind of, you know, knee-jerk response to Ted Nguyen from The Athletic tweeting something about Terry McLaurin has been lined up at left wide receiver on every of his snaps except one in the preseason. And that just made me go, oh, no. Oh, no. Cliff Kingsbury's going to do his thing. It's going to be the same stagnant offense that in Arizona collapsed in the second half of every season because everybody knew what root combinations were coming. And everybody knew that DeAndre Hopkins was always going to line up on the left side of the field. And I was just like, oh no, this is not good. And then I thought about some of the other things that have gone on, like this thing about whether Jahan Dotson is the number two wide receiver or not. That doesn't sound too promising compared to the excitement coming out of Bears camp about their top three receivers. And, you know, I know there's questions about the third receiver, whether it's going to be Zacchaeus or Diami Brown or Luke McCaffrey. And the offensive line is going to start a rookie third round pick at left tackle. And so I was just like, golly, given their surroundings, you know, not just what we've seen in the preseason, because Daniels looks good. Caleb Williams has had some times where he couldn't move the ball, and then he's made some plays that are like, no duh. Like, those are the plays that had him picked first. Like, we all knew that he could make those off balance, you know, out of structure throws.
To your point, real quick, I want to jump in on that. He had two plays this past weekend, going back and watching his game, that were jaw dropping. The off balance throw off the plant foot, like when he was going kind of right to left across, you know, bottom to top of the TV screen, throwing to his right down the field. And then the scramble drill where he made a defender miss, jumped at the sideline, and then threw it to Adunze in the back of the end zone. Like, as good as Daniels has been, and he's been unbelievable, we're all very excited. We haven't seen a play like that yet. Like, he had two of those in a very short order the other day. So I get the Williams excitement.
Yeah, and also just if you look at the surroundings, right? He's got a offensive coordinator off the Shanahan tree. He's got the three really good wide receivers. You know, I would say he's got a better offensive line, but it is, you know, it is questionable to play a rookie at left tackle. I mean, they're playing a rookie at left tackle for Mahomes, so, you know, it's not like you can't get around that with good quarterback play. But I was just like, I just saw the thing about McLaurin lining up on the same side, and I was like, oh God, it's going to hold him back. And so it was not about whether Daniels is good, and it wasn't about whether Daniels will be good in the future, because lots of rookie quarterbacks have been really bad as rookies and then completely gotten their act together. Like not just Jared Goff, but Alex Smith and Donovan McNabb and Eli Manning and Matthew Stafford. And, you know, you don't judge guys after their rookie season, but it just, I just, that tweet from Ted Wynn made me just feel like, oh man, the surroundings are not a good thing.
Aaron Schatz with us here on G&D. And then, as you said, in a follow-up tweet, sorry, let me make it clear. It feels like Jaden Daniels may end up as the bad one, not through his own fault. I love Jaden Daniels. I wanted the team to draft him coming out of college, and this is awesome. I'm with you in the sense that I love the player, but I actually agree with this. This is the drum I've been beating all offseason, Aaron, is that I think their receiver position is bad. I'm not even talking about like okay. I think it's bad. It's in the upper 20s according to the PFF. I don't know what they're doing at line. I'm confused by their complacency when they had cap allocation, had cap money and draft picks to be able to kind of solve some of this stuff, and they didn't really see the need to upgrade. I think they're lowering his ceiling. I guess let's walk through that a little bit. What can that do? You mentioned some of the guys that have recovered. What are some of the scenarios here, the cases where you lower the ceiling this year, and then what does that do for the career? Like walk me through some of the pathways here for him to still be great.
Well, I mean, there's the first pathway is the, you know, hire an incredible offensive guru in the second year and suddenly he gets it pathway. That's the Jared Goff pathway, like hire someone who knows how to use him. You know, there's the, you know, rest a little bit and then come back and get the act together once the offense around you has gotten a lot better. That's sort of the Alex Smith way of doing things. And then there's the just, you know, sometimes you just struggle as a rookie and then you get it in year two, which is more like what Donovan McNabb and Matthew Stafford did. So it's not, you know, Daniels, I think, is a great prospect. I mean, you know, the funny thing, the prospect that I'm kind of down on out of these six first rounders is actually the one who's not going to play, which is Michael Penix. But I think Daniels and Williams and May are all really good prospects. And so this was not a tweet about Daniels, his own ability or his work ethic or anything like that. I just, you're also, Zach Ertz is like 34, and I know that apparently he's looked good at camp, but he's 34, and I know people believe a lot Ben Sinnott, but rookie tight ends don't normally do a lot, and so there's a place where you usually give a rookie help where I'm not sure they're really above average. It's just the whole thing is, I don't feel like it's set up for him to be super successful in the first year, which is a bummer because he is super talented.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to get back to the Kingsbury part of this discussion with Aaron Schatz, who's joining us on Grant and Danny, but specific to Daniels, because it sounds like really, to sum it up, I mean, this is not a Daniels point. It's a situation point, right? You're kind of calling out the surrounding scenario less than you are discussing him and saying that it may not go well. Do you feel any more confident based on how well things have gone in practice and how he's looked in a couple of preseason games, not against full defenses led with starters yet, but those 15 throws, or are we still at a point of the season where you're dismissive?
I don't really take positive things off of looking good in the preseason, because teams aren't really game planning against you and you should be able to do some good things. It's more if you look bad against backups and a defense that isn't game planning you, that's probably a problem. But if you look good against backups and a defense isn't game planning you, I don't know if that necessarily like bleeds over into your regular season. So that's my NBA Summer League
corollary.
Yeah.
In the Summer League in the NBA, I'm like, if you don't go out and look like a stud, we got an issue probably. But if you're lighting it up, all right, you got a chance
to be
pretty
good. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want the Cardinals were running limited root trees, and the Hopkins was always in the exact same play, which made it really easy. If you wanted to line your best cornerback up against their best receiver, you knew where Hopkins was going to be all the time. You don't want to do that with Terry McLaurin. You want to move him around. You want to put him in the slot some. You want to motion him. You want to, like, don't let them just sit and put whoever, you know, I'm trying to think of a team on their schedule that has one really good corner. Don't let them just put Darius Slay on him on every play easily. You know, like, move things around a bit.
What's the remedy? Like, what's the fix? Because I think their plan this year, Aaron, is to run it more than people think, including running Daniels maybe an awful lot and sort of go about offense that way. Is that a fix for you, or is that just kind of masking maybe some of these deficiencies?
Oh, I'm an analytics guy. You know, we're never going to say it's a better idea to run the ball more. Although, obviously, quarterback runs are super efficient, and Daniels is awesome at them. But, I mean, I think, you know, the hope for their offense is that Kingsbury does switch things up a bit, that he runs a more, you know, chaotic offense than what he ran in Arizona, and that one of the receivers steps up, you know, that Dotson like really has a good third year. As you know, you guys know the reports from camp better than I do about whatever's going on, where suddenly this guy is being questioned as whether he's the number two receiver, but you know, they need a good season out of him.
Yeah, badly.
No question.
And if it's not him, they need somebody, De'Ami Brown or otherwise, to step up. Aaron Schatz is with us here on Grant and Danny. All right, then back to Kingsbury specifically. You've mentioned one side of the field having, and I remember that being a big talking point, a major problem in Arizona with Hopkins. What are some of the other weaknesses and strengths, if you've got those as well, of Kingsbury's offense that we should be looking for, areas that you either have long kind of been bothered by or that you think actually are some strengths that others might look into?
There was the limited root tree. It didn't feel like everybody ran, like, they ran a lot of the same root combinations over and over again. And I'm trying to remember, but I don't think he was very high in using motion. I don't have numbers from like 3 years ago in front of me, but I remember that being a thing.
How about strengths?
That many, huh?
Nothing really stands out to me. I mean, well, it's hard, you know, when Kyler Murray was having a really good first half of the season in 2021, you know, I don't know how much was Murray versus how much was Kingsbury. But, I mean, look, one strength is he absolutely knows how to coach mobile quarterback, right? Because he did get a really good half a year. I mean, really, really good half a year out of Kyler Murray in 2021. So, like, that is a positive strength. But look, I was surprised by this hire. I think a lot of people were surprised by this hire, and we'll see. You know, I feel like I'm being really negative towards a guy who, you know, works hard and has had some success, but this is a man who managed to have a losing record with Patrick Mahomes as his quarterback. Like, that's crazy.
In terms of motion, it feels like they haven't run a lot of it in the preseason. And while they were showing what felt like a decent amount of some of the wrinkles and designs, I mean, they ran tempo an awful lot. And
I was going to say,
some of that pistol.
They're just not showing anything. And McLaurin moves all over the place.
I mean, that's my hope. But they didn't. I mean, just top of my head, I don't feel like there was a lot of motion, Aaron.
Yeah, that would be a hope, is that it's just we're putting out the vanilla out there for the preseason, which is what defenses tend to do, too. And that once the season comes, there's going to be a lot more moving things around and play action and interesting wrinkles and motion and all of that stuff. That would be the hope. Absolutely.
Aaron Schatz, thank you, sir. We appreciate
you, buddy.
All right, man. It's good talking to you guys.
You got it. Aaron Schatz is outstanding, really sharp, number crunching analyst created the DVOA stat that is still ubiquitous and used in analytics communities everywhere. And more importantly, than just starting Football Outsiders and now at ESPN.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.